ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a interesting question, and that question is related to a topic that a lot of people are inquisitive about and ask questions about. I'm speaking of this question: what are the different categories of Shia? You know, a lot of us, we follow the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam. But as we'll see, there's a lot of different categories of Shia. And it's not proper to just, lump everybody in just one group. Right? We need to distinguish these different categories and groups from one another, and also try to figure out which one we fall under. You know, because as we'll see when we examine the hadiths which have been related regarding this topic, these groups are not at the same level. They form a hierarchy, and they should be, each of them should be placed in its own proper place. Let's look at one hadith which has been narrated from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. In this beautiful hadith, the Imam says, "Our Shia are of three types." So he mentions three categories. One type, do people in our name. The actual wording of the hadith is a little different from this. It says, Sinfun ya'kuluna nasa bina. What that means is they use people in our name. Meaning they basically, what it means is they, in the name of the Imams, alayhi wasalam, they take money from people, and they misuse the money that they take from people in the name of the Imams, alayhi wasalam. This is one group. One type are like glass, which discloses everything that is inside. Now, we can talk about what this means. It could mean a number of different things. It could be a reference to the fact that these people are like sincere people, and the way that they are inside, in contrast to the first group, which really were kind of hypocritical, meaning they weren't really followers of the Imams. They were the, followers, and they were obedient to their desires. They were just using the name of the Imams to, procure wealth. In contrast to this, the second group is, very sincere, and, they are as they appear to be. It could also mean other things. Now, this is something we can talk about later. And finally, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said this, and one type are like red gold, which the more it is brandished in the fire, the purer it becomes. Right? So I guess this third group is different from the second group. Maybe the second group, although they were sincere, but when tested, they might be susceptible to, they might lose their faith in certain situations. But the third group is a group which, when put through tests and trials and tribulations, they come out successful in these trials, and they become stronger in their faith. The second group, the simile used in the hadith with reference to the second group, it could also mean that when tested, these people might reveal secrets that might lead to other Shias, being harmed, by the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt. Whereas the last group, even when tried and tested and threatened, these people don't reveal the secrets of their Shia brothers in faith. This could be another possible meaning of this tradition. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what the different categories of Shia are in the light of the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.